Chale. If you are a Ghanaian and you listen to IP series, I already got you today because I am traveling all the way to Ghana for our first throwback episode for 2024. So if you've been following me and following IP series content, you may have seen me talk about it on X, formerly Twitter. You may have probably read the carousel I shared on LinkedIn and on Instagram. But here I am today with a podcast version, because I did like a poll on X. Only one person answered and I was sad, but I was like, no, I'm not going to be discouraged. So today's episode is on.
IP. Welcome to IP series, home to all things IP related, where I give you the stories, tips, and implications to business and creative decision concerning your intangible assets with real life case study. I am your host, Rita Anri Chinda. Subscribe and turn on your notification so you don't miss an episode. Cheers, guys.
So I came across a tweet on X by @AsanteWa1A. And apparently her full name is Ama Asantewa Diaka. And turns out that sometime last year they had gone into an agreement with the University of Ghana's Department of Theatre Art to showcase their play or the musical called Makola Queens. And you know how every relationship starts with parties negotiating and then things not working out like they would like it to. So she had posted a tweet on 27 stating she and her partner Nidroma Yati announced their withdrawal to showcase Makola Queens scheduled for the 27th, 28th and 29th of December 2023. It was meant to be a collaboration with the University of Ghana's Department of Theatre Art. They had agreed on the date. However, as of the last 24 hours, in spite of concerted attempts, the department is unable to do their part. Any showing of Makola Queens for their above date is devoid of our involvement. So when I came across this case, what first came to my mind was the Bridgerton case, the Netflix Bridgerton case. Remember it? Yeah. So that's what first came to mind. But there are a bit more. I think with the Bridgerton case is different because the two ladies adapted and then created their own new work from the Bridgerton, from some of the phrases, and ended up winning one of these famous awards. But for the Makola Queens case, I find it really interesting because one is an African case, West African case as well. And I think it's something that we need to take note of. So she posted it again on 29, boosting this one more time for the masses. Makola Queen is currently being illegally, so highlights an emphasis on illegally and without the consent of the creators by the University of Ghana department. And you know, as Twitter goes, some other person's going to quote and say, if you bought a ticket or you're planning to, the original authors who painstakingly work to put the show about the sidelining women has been sidelined too. And I think one of the parties, I would assume, stated, no one sidelined Ama. Maybe you should ask Ama why she withdrew voluntarily from her own work of art. I know how some of you may owe allegiance to certain people. would do well to verify a lot of things. And what just came to mind when I saw this tweet was an author or a creator of a work of art has the exclusive right to do as they please. If they decide to withdraw their consent from you for whatever reasons, it's best that you respect their wishes and not hide behind fair use or fair dealing, depending on what is obtainable in your jurisdiction. And Amma again will go to respond by saying, my voluntary exit didn't afford me a proper goodbye. It was good working with you. There's an enthusiasm about you that lends itself to great. I hope the future brings you opportunity untainted by allegiance and precedents set for you, so you can discover who you are and can be. And that was on the 3rd of this year. So I think this also goes to highlight my point or discussion for today, which is centered around intellectual property rights in the performing arts. I think it's an area of or it's an industry that people feel like the creators or the relevant stakeholders do not or are not entitled to enjoy the intellectual property right as provided under their relevant law. So because this is a Ghanaian case, I'm going to be pointing out or highlighting some sections of the Ghana Copyright Act, comparing it to what is obtainable in Nigeria. So yeah, let's begin. First off, we need to appreciate the basics of the intellectual property involved in performing arts, which would primarily be copyright. Copyright because it attends to literary and artistic work, those in the theater art industry, those in the performing industry, the script writers, the stage designers, creative directors, costumers, props, music that will be used or synced in the course of the production, actors, composers, playwrights, directors. They all comprise or add value to all of this work. So how does intellectual property law define and categorize theater works? So for instance, on that section one of the Ghana Copyright Act, it lists musical works as an eligible work as long as it's original, it's in a fixed medium, it's created by a citizen of Ghana, and it was first published in Ghana. So my question would now be, would the University of Ghana's Department of Theatre Arts action fall under public benefit work as provided under Section 8 of the Ghana Copyright Act, as long as it's promoting or permitted use of copyright as provided also under Section 19 sub 1 paragraph C sub paragraph 2, the communication for which will include the communication for teaching purposes of the work, broadcast for use in educational institution. I'm not sure this will fall under it because it was a ticketed show. Let me see if I can get the cost of the show online. Rest tweet. Okay, I think that's going to take a bit of time from me. But anyway, let's move on. Can Makolo Queen the musical be considered to be a performance worthy of copyright protection? Absolutely yes. Or like the Instagrams and TikTok challenges will say immediately yes, 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 yes. Now, Section 28 of the Ghana Copyright provides that a person shall not, without the consent, permission, authorization of a performer, broadcast or communicate a performance of the performer directly or indirectly to the public, except where it was made from a previously authorized fixation or authorized from the organization that transmitted the first performance. You get, I don't know if I'm able to explain myself, but this also shed light on what rights do creators such as Ama Asantewa Diaka and Ni Dromo Yati enjoy. Now, Section 5 provides or talks about the economic right that an author enjoys, which include reproduction rights, translation rights, adaptation rights, arrangement or any other transformation of Makolo Queen's public performance right, broadcasting right, communicating Makolo Queen's to the public, such as the University of Ghana's Department of Theatre Arts, distribution rights by way of first sale or first transferring ownership, or the commercial rental to the public. While Section 6 makes provision on the moral right, which provides that authors of Makolo Queen, which is Ama and Ni, have the sole right to claim ownership or authorship of the work and demand that the name or the pseudo being mentioned when any of the exclusive rights listed above is carried out. Ama and Ni have the right to object to and seek relief from any distortion, mutilation, and modification. So even judging by the response from this ex user, what's his name now? Oh, I think I missed the post again. But you know where I read about how someone was saying Ama and her team had voluntarily worked out of the arrangement they had. So Ama and Ni can trigger the economic right to benefit or make money from or make profit from their from Makolo Queen. Yeah, I think I found it. So the tickets sale was for 50 CDs, and that's for students. 50 Ghana CDs, and for non-students, 100 Ghana CDs. If you've gone ahead to meet a copyright owner to say, oh, give us the opportunity to showcase your work, and then something happened, you do not have the right to continue the production or distribution or performance or communicating the work to the public. You're basically infringing the economic right and moral right. And if you go ahead to distort any aspect of their work, you are also liable. Section 31 of the Ghana Act also talks about moral right that a performer enjoys, which includes the right to be identified with the performer's life, oral performance, and also object to any distortion, mutilation, and modification. Now, what would the limitation of this be? Now, you remember in my introduction, I made mention of fair use or fair dealing, depending on what is obtainable in your jurisdiction. So, under the Ghana Copyright Law, which is Section 35, sub C, talks about teaching or scientific research, or if it falls within the permitted uses of copyright, which would not require the consent, permission, or authorization of Ama and Ni. And I do not think that showcasing a paid or ticketed performance of Makolo Queen will fall under fair dealing. Then section 37 sub 2 further provides that Ama and Ni are entitled to collect royalties for the live performance of the Makalu Queens, the musical, or the public performance of the recorded work. And because Ama and Ni did not renounce their intellectual property right and authorship of Makalu Queens, the University of Ghana's Department of Theatre Arts cannot claim to have used the work in public domain. So, in the previous episode, or the first episode for this year, I discussed IP expiration, when an intellectual property goes into public domain, the time of duration has elapsed, and is not free for anyone to use without any consequence. So you can also check out section 38 sub 1 paragraph B, which further provides that if Ama and Ni were to renounce their authorship in the work, it must be in writing and made public, and shall also not conflict any previous contractual obligation. Remember, I had mentioned also, alluded to the Netflix Bridgerton case. So maybe we might just do like a little throwback to that case. So in the Bridgerton, the unofficial Bridgerton musical case, Abigail Barlow and Emily Bear first started off as one of these social media content, you know, and before we knew it, they were recording songs, they recorded songs and ended up, you know, they rose to fame on TikTok after releasing the song inspired by the Bridgerton. I burn for you, I swear. Anyways, they won a Grammy for Best Musical Theatre Album at the 2022 Grammy Award. But because of how the whole thing was taken up, Netflix wasn't having it. Netflix had to sue Abigail and Bear for copyright infringement, and stating that they own the exclusive right to create Bridgerton songs, musical, or any other derivative work, as the law under the US provided. So when it comes to IP related disputes, I think parties or enthusiasts or those in industry need to understand first what the law provides in their territory. Afterwards, they cannot consider other things like is it really an infringement after doing their due diligence or not. But Netflix finally settled with the girls. So that's about that. But if you really want to know more about it, I think I talked about it in my newsletter. I also did a post about it, so you can check out that episode. But coming back to our case for today, fun facts. Per section 39 sub 3, Ama and Ni may choose to submit Makalu Queen to be registered and deposited at the copyright office. However, in order for them to enjoy the protection and backing of the law, it doesn't they don't need to comply with section 39 sub 3, because copyright already grants an auto automatic protection from the moment is created. Registering or depositing your work only gives you extra leverage, especially in the event of a dispute where you're trying to claim authorship in the work, stating that you are the true owner. Then looking at section 41 sub 1 paragraph 8b, talks about infringement of copyright, which will include the right of an author, made under section 5 and 6, which was the economic and moral right angle, section 28 on performance, section 30, 31, and then section 42 lists the copyright and related offenses. So you can just download the Ghana Copyright Act and read all of these sections I've highlighted. Now, what are the available remedy for Ama and Ni under the Ghana Copyright Act? First, they can apply to the Ghana High Court for an injunction to prevent the infringement or illegal showing of Makalu Queens, or prohibit the continuation of the infringements in this case, they're showing the Makolo Queens. And I think instead of going on social media to do the post that they made, they should have briefed the lawyer to do the needful. Then section 47 sub 1 provides, 47 sub 1 A and C provides the entitled to recovery of damages for the infringement. Then sub 2 and 3 provides that AMA and E can, via an ex parte application to the High Court, the High Court can make an order in chamber for inspection of the University of Ghana Theatre Arts Department. The court can also grant them an injunction that will not affect AMA and NIE's claim for damages in respect of loss sustained as a result of the showcasing of the Makolo Queen from 27 to 29. But I think that was during the holidays. So it depends. I'm not sure most courts would sit during Christmas because, I mean, it's end of the year. So it's sad that at this point, I think if Ghana is going to be reviewing their law, there needs to be some sort of interim measures that can put in place for disputes such as this. But then you need to consider the post can't remember what I was going to say. But then it needs to be like a strategy, another strategy, plan B. Okay. Is there like a timeline or time limitation as to when I can actually file a lawsuit? I think they still have grounds, especially if parties are willing to enforce their intellectual property rights in Ghana. What else? NIE and AMA can also claim for damages in respect of the laws. They also have the right to institute a civil proceeding against the University of Ghana Theatre Department and every other person that were involved in the discussion. Then the section 48 talks about settlement of dispute. So that's it on what the Ghana law provides if you're looking at it from the Ghana perspective. But now I'm going to talk about the Nigerian interpretation of the showcase of Makolo Queens at the university and available remedy as well. So under the Nigerian Copyright Act, Makolo Queen the musical would be classified as a literary work, as a musical work, and also as a performance, since it is a play and would involve stage directive. So we're going to be looking at section 19, sub 1, paragraph 8, which talks about the duration of copyright. So for literary, musical, or artistic work, it lasts for 70 years after the end of the year in which the author dies. An event of a joint authorship work, such as the one between AMA and NIE, it is the death of the author, shall be to the author who dies last. So, you know, then for anonymous or pseudonymous literary, musical, artistic work, shall last for 70 years after the year in which the work was first made available to the public, for the content of the author, or 70 years after the work was created, if not made available to the public within that time, provided that when the author becomes known, the duration of the copyright shall be in accordance with the provision of subsection 1. So again, while I was reading this, what came to my mind was, so Makolo Queen, like I got to find out, is basically a story about, or a story celebrating the remarkable contributions of women to the national development that took place in Ghana. I think for us, it would be the Aba Women's Riot of 1929, which was a protest against the Warren Chief, introduction of new taxes, low prices of agricultural products following the Great Depression. And I think there's a movie being made or already being made and will be premiering this year as well in Nigeria. So I'm just trying to do like a quick, hold on, just trying to do a quick Google search to verify something. Give me a sec. Okay, so just like what the Aba Riots women did, the Makolo Queen basically contributed to Ghana's independence. So back to what I was, my analysis under the Nigerian Copyright Act, we would also be taking into consideration section 4 of the act, which basically talks about formality not required for eligibility under the Nigerian Copyright Act. Then section 2, which makes provision for, hold on, which makes provision for works eligible as long as effort, some effort has been expanded, and it gives Makolo Queen an original character. It's in a fixed medium, known or later to be developed, irrespective of the quality. Then section 4 says it can enjoy protection based on the following international laws, such as the TRIPS Bern Convention, based on the principle of national treatment. Then the Rome Convention for the Protection of Performers, Producers of Phonograms and Broadcasting Organization. Then you have the WIPO's Performances and Phonograms Treaty, and then the WIPO Copyright Treaty. Now section 9 talks about the exclusive rights as provided for literary and musical work, which includes the right to reproduce. So the authors Ama Ani and Ni in Nigeria would have the right to reproduce Makolo Queen, to publish Makolo Queen, to perform it in public for University of Ghana, departments of theater art, to produce, reproduce, perform, or publish any translation of the work, to make any audiovisual work or a record in respect of the work, distribute it to the public for commercial purpose, broadcast it, communicate it, make an adaptation, make the work available by wire or wireless means in such a way that members of the public are able to access the work from a place and at a time independently chosen by them. We're going to take a look at section 14 sub 1 paragraph A to B, which makes provision for Ama Ani's moral right to claim authorship in the Makolo's, in Makolo Queen. They have the right to object to any distortion, mutilation, modification. And under Nigerian law, moral rights cannot be transferred during the life of Ama Ani. Can only be transferred to their heirs and shall last for the term of the copyright accorded to the literary and musical work in Nigeria, which I already read under section 19. Then we're going to take a look at the exceptions and limitations. So you remember or you recall when I was talking about or reviewing the Ghana law, I made mention of fair dealing principle or fair use principle. Now under Nigerian law, section 20 sub 1 makes provisions for when an author does not really need to make a fuss about the use of a work, especially when it's being done for private use, used for parody and non-commercial research and private studies. Someone's trying to criticize Makolo Queen, or review or report current events. As long as you acknowledge Ama Ani, you don't have a problem. However, if you're insisting that you use, let's say, the University of Ghana, Department of Theatre Arts, and I'm trying to get that guy's name, I can't find it, tweet again. And let's see if I can find it. Okay, it's taking me a while to get to the post, but yeah, his name is Ewura Adam Karim. I don't know his role, so by his Twitter profile, I say he's an award-winning broadcaster, master of ceremony, poet, performing artist, and also an Obama African Leader 2023. Interesting profile. But anyways, if they are insisting or relying on the fair dealing principle as provided under Ghana and Nigerian Act, what the court will be looking at for will be the purpose and character of the usage of Makolo Queen, then the nature of the work, the amount and substantiality of the portion used in relation to the work as a whole, and effect of the use upon potential market or value of the work. Now, I am of the opinion, this is just my opinion anyway, that Section 23 of the Nigerian Copyright Act, which talks about restriction on reprographic copying by educational system from published literary or musical works by or on behalf of an educational system, may apply and protect the University of Ghana. So it also makes and goes forward to say that so the use of Makolokwe must be for the purposes of instruction, which shall not infringe. So them showcasing Makalo Crane for a fee wasn't for the purpose of instruction. So I do not think this will apply. Forgive my earlier assumption. However, what the law now goes for to say is that notwithstanding the provisions previously mentioned, not more than 5% of the work shall be copied by or on behalf of an educational establishment within a period of 3 months, and it shall not apply where there's a licensing scheme for reprographic copying, etc. However, if we also take a look at Section 27 of the Nigerian Copyright Act, which is special exceptions in respect of sound recording of musical work. That a person who makes a recording or an adaptation was made imported into Nigeria for the purpose of retail sale with the consent of AMA. So this is kind of like a special provision where the law will say, okay, because of XYZ you are exempted and you'll not be accused of infringement. And if you also take a look at so if you also take into consideration that the University of Ghana will also be required to give notice to AMA and in and any of their intention to record or consult or reach out to a collective management organization in Ghana or in Nigeria after they've made the necessary payment. So three provides, and four I think speaks to the case, as it provides that where a recording comprises of a performance of a musical work or an adaptation of a musical work in which words comprised in the literary works are sung or are spoken, and no copyright subsists in the literary work, or where copyright subsists, the conditions specified in sub one, that is, the work was and the recording of work has been previously made or imported into or otherwise made available in Nigeria for the purpose of retail sale. The making of recording shall not constitute an infringement. And then four says it shall not be construed as requiring the payment of more than one royalty in respect of a recording or where copyright sources in both the musical work and literary work and the owners are different, the royalty shall be apportioned among them. Which is not the case because AMA and NEE are not different owners, they are joint authors of the Makalo Queen the musical. So again, just to educate us, let's look at what definition for purposes of teaching, research, or scholarship is. This will include all types of organized educational and instructional activities at any level in education institution. What the law doesn't clearly now provide is whether These organized educational and instructional activities should be paid. I think if you're going to commercialize this, Section 20 will not save you. Now, during the Christmas, there was this musical that I was looking forward to attending, but I wasn't able to, which is the Bolanle Austin Peters production, Sarah the Musical 10-year anniversary. Then you have Seki as well. But yeah, this basically definitely doesn't fall under the provision of Section 35, which talks about compulsory license for public interest, which is non-exclusive and non-assignable. Now, what would qualify as an infringement under the Nigerian Copyright Act? Now, Section 36 lists that any person who, without the authorization, remember when AMA made the post, she said illegally and without their consent. So anybody who illegally and without the authorization and consent of AMA and NI does or cause any person to do an act which constitutes a violation of the exclusive right as provided under section from section 9 to 13, I think, but let's focus on particular section 9, just about literary, musical, and artistic work. The person sells, offer for sale, or hire may work, permits a place of public entertainment or a business to be used for public performance of the work, where the performance constitutes an infringement of copyright in the work, unless the person permitting the place to be used was not aware. So would the Department of Theatre Arts say they were not aware that they were going to showcase or perform Makalo Queen? If they also permit within its premises reproduction of a copyright work, perform or courses to be performed for the purposes of trade or business or the promotion of a trade or business, any work in which copyright succeeds, doing all of this shall be in respect of the whole of the Makalo Queen, the musical, or a substantial part of Makalo Queen, either in its original form or in any form recognizably derived from the original. Section 37 now goes further to talk about the available remedies. So it says that you are entitled, you have the right to sue the person in the court exercising jurisdiction, which in this case would be the Federal High Court, whereas in Ghana is the High Court. You also are entitled to relief such as damages, injunction, account, or as is available in any corresponding proceeding in respect of infringement. If the infringement of copyright was brought by AMA or NI, they have the concurrent right of action, and they may not, without the leave of the court, proceed with the action unless the other is joined. In an action for infringement of copyright, is proved that or admitted that an infringement was committed, but that at the time of the infringement, University of Ghana, Department of Theatre, and every other party involved were did not have any reasonable ground to suspect that copyright exists in Makalo Queen, AMA and NI will not be entitled to any damages. You know, then the most interesting part for me was, or is, Section 37 sub 7, which states that any dispute arising from the exercise of a right under this act may be subject to arbitration and may be resolved by any means agreed to by the parties of the dispute. So why did I like these sessions? Because Nigeria has a new Arbitration and Mediation Act, and one of the type of disputes that was mentioned in the act is intellectual property related dispute. I think with regards to distribution, licensing, and I can't remember the last one right now. But you see that the law is also encouraging parties to explore out of court settlements such as mediation, negotiation. So in this kind of case now between AMA, NI, University of Ghana, Department of Theatre Arts, and the other party, I think Mr. what's his name again? I don't want to falsely accuse him, but let's just say Mr. Ewura, are entitled to explore any means to resolve this dispute. So they can go back to the negotiation table by exploring negotiation, or they can mediate or arbitrate. For arbitration, I usually advise people that arbitration will only apply when it's like a huge commercial transaction. If it's something that is not so much, there's no point opting for arbitration, which is why some of my colleagues are of the view that arbitration is expensive. For me, arbitration is not expensive. If you have if you're a representative, say the person speaking on your behalf or representing you in the dispute is not a trained arbitrator or ADR practitioner, they might do a bad job when they are evaluating or valuing the cost or the value of your dispute. You know, so which is why you need to have good strategy and ensure that whatever the damages you're claiming is actually the damages that is entitled to your client or entitled to the copyright owner in this case. You know, what else? Then, if parties now fail to explore the available means, they can now go back to either the High Court in Ghana or the Federal High Court in Nigeria. I think you can also check out section. Okay, I think I've already read that. Talking about breach of statutory duty. Then, what are the rights of performers as provided under section 63 of the Nigerian Copyright Act? First, like this, as if you are a dancer, you sing, you act, you are a musician, you interpret stuff or perform literary artistic works or expression of folklore, whether or not they're in a fixed or only fixed during performance, these are the rights that you enjoy under the Nigerian Copyright Act. First is that you can control the fixation of your own fixed performance. You can reproduce your performance in any manner or form. You can also distribute it to the public by sale or transferring ownership. You can also broadcast it or communicate it to the public. You can also rent or lend it to the public. You can also make it available to the public, your fixed performance by wire or wireless means. And I already listed the types of performance as provided under the Act, which is dramatic performance, musical performance, reading or recitation of literary act or any similar presentation, which is a live performance given by one or more individual. Now, what are the protected performance? What are the qualifying factors? First, that on the date of the performance, at least one of the performers is a citizen of or habitually resident in Nigeria. The performance took place or was first performed in Nigeria or in a country which is part of an obligation to a treaty or international agreement with Nigeria is a contracting party. Where the question arises as to whether the country is a party or not, the Nigerian Copyright Act can issue a certificate to that effect to show proof of our involvement. Now, can University of Ghana be said to have presumed that they had the concept of AMA and need to showcase Makolo Queen's the musical between 27 to 29 as provided under section 65? What law provides there is that in the absence of any express agreement, a performer's consent to the broadcast of his performance shall be deemed to include his consent to an authorized rebroadcasting for broadcasting purpose and the reproduction for broadcasting purpose of such fixation. So then you look at the term of duration according to section 70 is that performance work lasts for 50 years commencing from the end of the year when the performance was first fixed. while in Ghana, Section 29 provides that they are protected for a period of 70 years. I think at this point, Makolo Queen has, like, I mean, why would you... Okay, let me not talk bad. But then you enjoy 50 years in Nigeria and 70 years. Which would I go for the longer one? Let's look at how Disney has extended this term of copyright protection in the US. Kind of like, okay, exploring different options, international options of, you know, making more money. Yeah. Then section 71 lists how a performance work can be infringed, and it includes kind of similar to, look, it's not similar, but then your performance can be infringed when somebody does any of the acts listed in section 63, which would be if the person reproduces your work, that's your dramatic performance, musical performance, reading or recitation, etc., if they broadcast a substantial part of the live performance by means of a recording, if they import and in the course of trade or business sells or lets for hire, offer, distribute or display for sale or hire, etc., etc. Criminal liability in respect of infringement of a performance right as provided under section 73 is that an individual will be fined at least 100,000 or imprisonment for a term of 1 year, while a corporate body shall be fined at least 2 million naira. Ah, oh girl, that's a lot of money. Now, a court before which an offense under this section is tried may order that the recording or any part be delivered to the person entitled to the performance. So if you, without the consent or authorization of the performer, do any of the acts listed in section 71, this is what your judgment day is going to look like if you're based in Nigeria. Then looking at section 87, which talks about registration of works. The Nigerian Copyright Commission, because I got a call the other day, someone asking me who's the agency or body in charge of registering copyright titles. So the Nigerian Copyright Commission is responsible for that. They maintain a register of works. And you may apply, so it's not compulsory here, it's kind of like voluntary. So you may apply to the Nigerian Copyright Commission to register your work, and they'll enter particulars of your work. And then, in the event of a dispute, the register shall at first instance be evidence of the work and the particulars entered, and any extracts from the registrar certified by the commission's shall be admissible in evidence in all proceedings without further proof or production of the original of the matter certified. The Copyright Commission has the power to reproduce and store or any part of a registered work electronically or any other format they deem fit. Now, if you knowingly make a false entry in the registry, you'll be fined 100,000 naira or you'll be imprisoned for a term of 1 year or both. The role of a collective management organization is as provided under section So the Copyright Commission have the right to, hold on, let me verify this before I don't mislead you guys. So once the Copyright Commission approves a collective management organization and have been formed by copyright owners, they must ensure that they are a company limited by guarantee, and their objective is to negotiate, grant copyright license, collect royalties on behalf of copyright owners, and distribute royalties. They also represent a substantial number of owners of copyright in any category as provided under section 2, which is eligible works, and then comply with the terms and conditions as prescribed by the regulations made by the commission. So there used to be a collective management organization regulation, I think it was 2012. Let me verify. Yeah, so it's called Copyright Collective Management Organization Regulation. Oh, 2007, sorry. maybe no, because I don't know where that 2012 came from. But then there was also the Copyright Dispute Resolution Panel Rules of 2007, and I've been, or I'm made to understand that the commission is or has been working to come up with an updated version of that regulation. So if you're a copyright owner based in Nigeria, I will advise that you be on the lookout for that regulation as it applies to you. Then section 99 goes further to provide that the Copyright Commission may constitute a dispute resolution panel to resolve any dispute arising from payment of royalties, terms of license, or any matter which in respect of which the determination by commission is required. So if you're an ADR practitioner, I think you should be looking towards collaborating with the Copyright Commission so that you can be part of the panel, which is a 3-month panel. You must also be knowledgeable in copyright matters. So dust up your Copyright Act 2022, read, go through the Copyright Commission website, check out the WIPO copyright related material. And yeah, how do theater artists protect their royalties from unauthorized use or infringement? First, register your work with the relevant authorities and collecting societies, whether you're in Ghana or Nigeria. Obtain the necessary licenses, permission, and contract to use or authorize the use of your work. Also negotiate your rates, your terms, conditions. Be aware of international laws and treaties that apply to your work and activity. Monitor and then also enforce your rights. Seek legal advice or action if you encounter any form of unauthorized, illegally, and I was going to say unauthorized again, but if someone uses your work without your consent, these are some of the ways that you can explore. Don't opt for social media call out. It will not, it won't really solve anything. It's just going to be another banter and quotes that will be trending online. You know, then there needs to be looking at it from another way of how the university or educational institutions that have theater art departments can change things. One of the rules of theaters, they can provide education and entertainment to audience as well as platforms for social commentary and critique, promotes the transmission. When they do not stick to the terms of the agreement as provided, what is now the hope for them exploring their economic value that the law provides for them? You know, because one thing that I think the Makolo Queen's musical basically was inspiring the younger generations, talking about the unsung heroes of Ghana's independence struggle, the market women of Makolo, and also celebrating culture and exploitation and violence, why you need to stand your ground and do all of this. So if the basic things are not formed from when you're in school, how then do you then navigate the challenges that you may face in the real world? I don't know if that's right, but that's how I saw it. There needs to be, the orientation needs to change. People need to also appreciate creativity from the point of intellectual property. You know, teaching you how, what are the steps that you can take, what IP rights do you have, who are the collecting societies that operate within your institution, you know. But that's just me anyway. So what kind of license should those in the theater industry or production technology? So you have theoretical license, which allows the use of existing music that was not composed specifically for theater performance, such as plays, musical, dance. This license is required for any public performance of the music on stage, and the fees are based on the agreement between the author and the performing rights organization that represent them. And there's optional agreement that gives the producer the exclusive right to produce a musical or a play for a certain period of time in exchange for a stipend or a fee. It may include future production for film and television, depending on AMA and NEES, who are the authors in this instance. Then royalty-free music, where you can purchase music online and use for purpose, including theoretical production without paying any additional fee. But then, especially now that people are embracing their culture, I think most theaters want to stay far away from royalty-free music because of it's not authentic enough. So they might be looking out for original composers. So if you are a songwriter, a composer, this is like a huge career opportunity for you. But how do you then go about obtaining these licenses? First, you need to find the true authors, get their consent in writing, document everything, ensure that you also seek the help of a lawyer to guide you through all of this. And what are now the benefits and challenges of creating original works or adaptations? First, you need to take into consideration that original works offer more creative freedom and originality, as well as the opportunity for you to explore new things. Audience, not having an established fan base or reputation. But from the hashtag search of Makolokwe, I think they have a good reputation in Ghana. Then adaptation can benefit from the popularity and familiarity of the source material, as well as the possibility to reach a wider and more diverse audience. You may also now be faced, one of the challenges is that you may now be faced with criticism, which is one of the exceptions to copyright as provided under the Nigerian Copyright Act. So criticism, where someone can say, oh, I'm critiquing Makolokwe because the adaptation of the stories of the Makolo women that helped Ghana get their independence was not blah blah blah, all of those things. They need to have a thick skin for that, having to balance original work with artistic interpretation. They need to also know that original work and adaptation have to deal with legal aspects of IP rights, such as obtaining the necessary license, permission, contracts, paying appropriate royalties, fees, having to also protect your right from any illegal, emphasis on illegal, and unauthorized use or infringement. Don't forget again, work with experts such as lawyers, agents, managers, accountants, doctors. Health is money, seriously. Health is money. And I think at this point, I will say in wrapping up, what are like the common pitfalls and issues that arise in the theatre industry? Because of the various stakeholders involved, you also need to take into consideration digital adaptation of theatre-related works. I think 2 years ago, where everyone was all about metaverse, NFT, NFTs, now we are doing AI, you know, generated work. What happens if someone decides to create like an AI generated version of Makalu Queens and goes to either China or South Korea to go and register it? Remember that IP is territorial. Then there's the financial support, unfair contract, royalty disputes, piracy, plagiarism. Someone might come and say, oh, your interpretation or adaptation of Makalu Queen infringes or plagiarizes my own version. And then, you know, it now becomes like an academic discussion. The piracy angle could be from someone reproducing, distributing, publishing, and communicating to the public your work through channels that you did not approve as the authors. Then difficulty of becoming a professional, I think that basically covers it. But at the end of the day, in order for you to maneuver all of these things, you need to understand that copyright is a type of IP rights that protects original work of authorship, which includes works such as Makalu Queen, the musical. It also grants Ama and Ni the exclusive right to authorize, prohibit reproduction, adaptation, translation, performance, unauthorized performance, unauthorized and illegal performance in any establishment, as long as if it doesn't fall under the special provision as provided under your relevant law. But I think in summary, all of these things done with the help of the right team can help you prevent the common pitfall and issues that may arise in the theater industry and performance industry. So what do you think about the Ghana Department of Theatre Arts action? Do you think they were right to continue showcasing Makalu Queen between the 27th to the 29th of December? And do you think Ama and Ni were right to withdraw their consent from the University of Ghana? At the end of the day, let me know if you learned something new about existing intellectual property rights or basic IP rights in the theatre and performing arts industry. Share this with anyone in the sector. Like, subscribe, and stay tuned for the next episode. Yes, guys.